Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, not just me, Lord, but every listening ear on this broadcast. Those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, and yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood as we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast or anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. knowing that there is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. You're attuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you know how we start this broadcast. We started off with prayer. So I'm trusting that your mind is right, your heart is right, and you got your prayer list, and you are ready to pray. You are ready to touch and agree. You are ready to open your mouth and serve the enemy notice today. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise that is due unto your holy name. Thanking you, O God, for this day, a day that wasn't promised to us, O God. But you woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind. So, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, you see all prayer lists that is raised before you this day, Lord Father, and Father, hands that are being laid upon them this day. Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others. Father, we thank you and glorify you for answering and hearing prayers this day, O God. For Father, we take you not for granted. Father, we thank you for the prayers that you have already answered, answering and about to answer, Lord. Father, we thank you for every prayer request, praise report, Lord. Father, we thank you for this charge that you have given us, Lord, Father, to pray and intercede on others' behalf, Lord. So, Father, I hold before you every watchman, intercessor, Lord, prayer warrior, Lord, every leader, Lord, Father, that war and intercede, Lord, Father, on your people's behalf, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I hold them before you, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. And I say no weapons that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord. I thank you for that hedge, Lord, Father, of protection, Lord. Father, I thank you for refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating them, Lord, Father, as they continue to war, Lord, and others' behalf, Lord. Father, I thank you and glorify you for seeing about their needs as well, Lord. Father, this day, Lord, Father, as we come before you, Father, holding, Lord, Father, prayer lists before you, names calling out, touching and agreeing this day, Lord, Father. We thanking you, O God, for your will being done. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for the praise reports, Lord, Father, that we will be hearing, Lord, Father. And, Father, we thank you for those that don't mind sharing what you have done for them, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for this day, O God, that wasn't promised to us, Lord. Father, we thank you again for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, being able to do not just self, O God, but for others as well. And Father, as we do it, O God, we do it with love, Lord, your agape love this day. O God, use us this day to be a light in someone's darkness, Lord. Father, so many are walking around in darkness this day, O God. But Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for using us, Lord, Father. Father God, whether it may be a gesture, Lord, Father, in conversation, however, Lord, Father, use us this day, O God. Father, and may they pay it forward that they may bring light to someone else's darkness, Lord, Father, that they may catch on, Lord, like a wildfire this day, Lord, and we give you praise and we give you honor and glory. Lord, I thank you. I just glorify you this day, Lord. I thank you. I glorify. I magnify you, for I know that you're a God of many chances. I know, oh God, that you're merciful, loving, and forgiving, Lord. Father God, I thank you, for I know that you're not like man, Lord Father. I thank you, Lord Father, for being our creator, Lord, knowing us, Lord Father, before we were formed in our mother's womb, oh God. Father, I just say thank you. I glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, that I did not receive a phone call this morning, Lord Father, this day, Lord Father, say a loved one is passed, Lord Father, a friend is passed, Lord, or a friend is sick, Lord Father. I thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering prayers, Lord. Father, I just lift your name on high this day, oh God. Heavenly Father, I come before you this day, oh God, holding Michelle Ramsey before you, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, I say no weapons that is formed against her shall prosper, oh God. Father, we thank you and glorify you this day, Lord, Father, as we decree and declare healing to her body, Lord, Father. Father, you know her, Lord, Father. You know what is wrong, Lord, Father, for you have created our bodies this day, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for your healing virtue just flowing through and through her this day as she continue to decree and declare, Lord, Father, that by your stripes, Lord, that she is already healed in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jessica Leader this day, oh God, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, as she continued to decree and declare also, Lord, Father, that by your stripes that she is already healed, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father, with her prayers this day in the name of Jesus, we speak healing right now, Lord, Father, healing to her body in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miguel Gonzalez, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. We speak healing right now to his stomach area, Lord. We come against every and anything that is coming up against him, and we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We decreeing and declaring healing right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray right now, Lord Father, for the family of Simeon Patton, Lord Father, that has passed on, Lord Father, and those that have lost loved ones, oh God. Father, as we hold them before you this day, oh God, we pray, Lord Father, that you send a comforter to them this day. Comfort their hearts and their minds as they remember their loved ones, Lord Father. And Father, the joyous time, Lord Father, that they have spent, Lord Father, in this world with them, Lord. We thank you for that opportunity, oh God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for not leaving them comfortless, Lord. Father, we know, Lord Father, to be absent from the body is to be present with you, Lord Father. Once we know, Lord, that they die in you, Lord. And Father, we give you honor, glory, and praise for the time that you have given them, Lord Father, to spend with their loved ones this day, Lord. Taking it not for granted, oh God. Father, we lift your name on high, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord. Father, you are that Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Shayna Lewis this day, O God. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And Father, we continue to speak healing to her body, Lord. Father God, we ask you to keep, Lord, Father God, her unborn baby this day, Lord, Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. And we say no weapons, no weapons, no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper, Lord, Father. She shall go her full term this day, Lord, as we decreeing and declaring it this day, Lord, with no complications, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, that when that appointed time, Lord, Father, is set for her to bring forth her daughter, Lord, Father, we thank you and glorify you this day, O Lord. Oh, Lord, that her angels would be standing there, Lord, Father. Father, just guiding her through, Lord, Father, giving her that peace, Lord, Father, the peace that passes all understanding this day. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we hold before you those children this day that are on spring break, Lord, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord. And Father, we ask you to keep them, Lord, Father, in your ark of safety, O God. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for hot, fresh meals being fed to them this day, Lord, Father, that they will not go a day, O God, without a meal, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for comforting them, Lord, Father. Father, letting them enjoy, Lord, Father God, their spring break, Lord, Father, and come back refreshed and refilled, Lord, Father. And, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over those that are in school this day, Lord, Father, as we continue to hold our children and our grandchildren, O God, before you this day. See the blood covering this day, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now for hearing their cries, Lord. Father, we thank you for seeing the blood covering the schools, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify you as we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, Lord. We cancel trafficking, bullying right now, mass shooting right now in the name of Jesus. Child molesters, predators, Lord, Father, of any shape or form this day, O God. And Father, we thank you, O God, for bringing them back home safely, O God, to us, Lord. Father, we're praising you this day, Lord, that we can touch and agree with each and every prayer list that is set before you this day, O God. We thank you, Lord, Father, for every person on those prayer lists today, Lord, Father, that will come back with that praise report, Lord, Father. Father, this day we even thank you for those, Lord, Father, that are accepting you right now as their you as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, as they begin to join and stand in this army, Lord, Father, standing up for you this day, Lord, Father, knowing, oh, God, that they got more fighting for them than against them this day, oh, God. Father, we praise you and we lift your name on high, for we call on the name of Jesus this day. And, Father, we know, oh, God, that the demons right now tremble at the name of Jesus. Father, that's why, Lord, Father, they don't want you in the workplace. They don't want you in homes. They don't want you in schools. They don't want you, Lord, Father, in our lives, Lord, Father. But we'll continue, oh, God, to call on the name of Jesus and thanking you, Heavenly Father, for just working every situation out, Lord. Oh, God, continue to touch our listeners this day, Lord, Father. Father, for you are our everything, Lord, Father. For we have not, for we ask not, Lord. So, Father, this day we're asking you to show up and show out this day, oh, Lord. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for just being there right now, Lord, Father, with you, oh, God, for just being that breath away, Lord, Father, just being right there, Lord, Father, when we call upon you, Lord, Father, you bend and you hear, Lord, Father, as we call your name, Lord, Father. So, Father, this day I say thank you. As I continue to plead the blood of Jesus over the airways this day, O God, canceling the assignment of the enemy, Lord. Father, touch, Lord, Father, these very phones this day, O God, that's been acting up, Lord, Father. O God, I say thank you. I glorify and magnify you, O God. No weapons, no weapons, no weapons, Lord, Father, shall be formed this day against this broadcast, Lord. So, Father, I say thank you. I glorify and magnify you, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just thanking God for each and every one of you, your prayer warriors, your watchmen, your intercessors, the leaders. I thank God that we are standing together in unity, in prayer,
interceding and tearing the devil kingdom down. God is good. God is merciful this day. I just say thank you. I thank you. I just say thank you. I don't know about you all, but each and every day that, you know, I wake up, I just thank God for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind. If we just stop for just one moment and see, just look around us and see how many have passed on and you're still here. He kept you clothed in your right mind, being able to do not just for yourself, but for others as well. See, anything we do for someone, do it with love. Do it with love. Because you know what? In doing it with love, you will reap so much benefit from your Father which is in heaven. God loves you. If you do not feel loved by no one today, know that God loves you. And you know how much he loves you? No matter what you're going through, he is still there with you. You're still alive. You may not be in the best condition. You may not be where you are at. You're alive. You're eating. You may not have the best shelter, but you have a roof over your head. Give God thanks. Give him praise today. Take no one and nothing for granted. Take them not for granted. You hearing the word of God, whether it be on this broadcast, whether it be on another broadcast, on the computer, you go to church, and you hearing the word, take it not for granted. The enemy is trying to silence the word of God. For we have the great I am within us. Time for us to open our mouth. Open our mouth and speak. You may be going through a situation and you say, I don't know how to pray. I'm talking to you. Just like I'm talking to you, you can talk to God. You have that conversation with God. Prayer is conversation between you and God. You're talking to him. You are having that personal relationship with him. You're in that prayer time, whether it be 5 minutes, that 5 minutes, trust me, will increase. Whether it increase to 10 right away or it increase to an hour right away, let me tell you, in that conversation that you're having with God, you'll be so caught up sometimes as you talk to him. But don't just talk. Stop and listen. Listen to that still small voice. And sometimes, y'all, let me tell you, that word will be audible, clear as day. You want to know, well, is anybody in this room with me? So today, be mindful. And if you do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I ask you this day, I plead with you this day, to accept him this day, because no day, no second, no minute is promised to us. Give God thanks every time you wake up. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing hard in saying, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Giving him the praise. I tell you, there's one thing I say. I thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind, being able to do not just for myself, but for others, and knowing that there is nothing that can happen to me today that the God in me cannot handle. Remember that. The God that lives within you is greater than that enemy that you're facing out there. And if you're on your job and you having problems with the person on the job, you're going to begin to speak to the God within that person, and you're going to salute the divinity of God in them and send them love. Speak to the God within them. Continue to decree and declare it this day. God is good. God is merciful. God is love. God is a God of many chances this day, people. Time is winding up. If we just for 1 minute just take the blinders off our eyes and see what's going on around us, see what's going on around us this day, we will take nothing and no one for granted. Amen. Let me go ahead. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me give you the word for today. I say, alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much. Alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much. Where there is unity, there is strength. Where there is unity, there is power. Standing together in unity. And I thank you all each and every time that you all stand in unity, touching and agreeing as we pray. I challenge you all to walk around your house today and pray. Those of you that have your anointed oil, walk around your house. Anoint your hands and begin to lay hands. Cover your house under the blood, every window, every door. You cannot reach the top of your window. That's all right. Lay hands on your window. Touch the walls alongside the window. Cover your household under the blood. Seal your house with the blood. Walk around your property praying today. Ask God for that hedge of protection round about your home. Walk around your vehicle this day. Laying hands on your vehicle and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Prayer is essential in this day and in this time. And I continue to say, as you pray and God place people's name on your heart, begin to pray for them as well. You are that vessel that God is using at this time. You're that vessel. You may never know that person. You may never meet them, but you know what? You was obedient enough to call the name in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Today, I'm going to talk to you about warning comes before destruction. And I thank God that when I come on this broadcast, It's, I always say, decrease me as he increasing me. Give me a word for your people. For we have ears and we hear not. And this is what came up in my spirit. Warning comes before destruction. So before I bring forth the word, I will pray. Heavenly Father, I give you honor, glory, and praise. Father, I ask you this day to decrease me as you increase in me. Use me, O God, as your vessel this day, Lord. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you, Lord. Father, I thank you for the ears, Lord Father. I thank you, Lord Father, for the hearts right now, Lord Father, that will hear and receive the message, Lord. Father, I thank you. I glorify and magnify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 I'm just thanking God. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. Jesus, hallelujah. Let's see. What is warning? The act of warning, serving as an alarm, signal, summons, or admonition. The act or an instance of telling beforehand of danger or risk. That's the definition of warning. Let's see what's the definition for destruction. It says the state or fact of being destroyed, the action or process of causing so much damage to something that it no longer exists or cannot be repaired. Warning comes before destruction. Let's turn our Bibles for those of you that have your Bible at hand that you can turn your Bibles to Ezekiel. Ezekiel is in the Old Testament. Again, Ezekiel 3. Hallelujah. And we're going to start from the 17th verse. It says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the words at my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked ways, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Yet, if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked ways, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man do turn from his righteousness and committed iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he had done, shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he do not sin, he shall surely die, surely live, forgive me. Because he is warned, also thou hast delivered thy soul. One thing that I loved about the woman of God, the late Apostle Porter, when I came into this ministry, she pulled no punches. She pulled no punches with nobody. Sin is sin. Whether you may think is just a little sin or a big sin, sin is sin. And she always says, your blood will not be required at my hand. It will not be on her hand if she don't tell you about your mess, your sin. And I just love the way she would bring forth the word. You see, your leader, that's the watchman over you. So when a message is coming forth, and you feel convicted in that message, don't go after your leader and say that your leader is talking about you. Know that if you're being convicted, know that God is talking to you. Pay attention to the message that is coming forth. And in that message is warning you. That message is letting you know, hey, get your act together. Get your act together. It doesn't matter who God used to bring forth that message. And if you do not take heed to that message, I have heard people tell me that, you know, well, I went to this church and I feel it was talking about me. And I went to this other church and they talking about me too. Really? No, God is trying to get your attention. Warning. And after about so many warnings, don't be surprised if you are called out. You are called out that one day that you go to a service. Could be where nobody know you. And God used that man or woman of God to call you out. They may not say openly. They may call you a friend. I may not say openly what it is to the congregation and just speak it to you in your ear. Or it may be said openly so that you know that this is God. So you're running from one church to the next, to the next, to the next because you feel that they're talking about you. And God is the one that's using them to get your attention. We serve an awesome and powerful God. And if you feel by any means that leader is talking to you, have the conversation with God. If you're bold enough, have the conversation with God. Don't be surprised when he answers you back. Today, see, Ezekiel, God made him a watchman over the children of Israel. Ezekiel was a priest and a prophet. That's who he was. God made him a watchman. A watchman. How much of you today is that watchman that God has called to pray over his people, to warn his people? How much of us today that are taking heed to what God has called us to be? Or are we so busy doing everything else in the world but doing what we're supposed to do? Today, people don't believe that there are still prophets and apostles. Yeah, prophets and apostles. We know we have the pastor, you know, you have the teacher, you know, you have the evangelist. Oh, yeah, they know those. And they will believe in those. But when it comes to the apostles and it comes to the prophets, we have those that believe that they only exist back in the biblical time. That, you know, we don't serve an awesome and powerful God. That he don't have ordained prophets and apostles this day. He do. And the word is still going forth. The warning is still going forth. We don't like to hear warning, especially when it comes to our personal lives. We don't want to hear the warning. We feel that, you know, they're judging us or whatever. I tell you all straight, I came out the Catholic Church. I came out the Catholic Church. Some of y'all may be listening to me that is still Catholic. Hey, more power. But I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I understand if I lose some listeners, that is okay too. But the word's still going to come forth. Okay? I don't pray to Mary. I don't worship Mary. Mary was the vessel that brought Jesus. That's who she was, a vessel. That's all. We don't worship her. And I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything. Even I will go as far as my late 30s, still young. I still, you know, I didn't read and get deep into the Bible like I am now. But I remember when I went to the Catholic Church, because I was still going to church, Catholic, and it was like one sunrise service. I went to service. When I got up from praying, I heard the voice say, "Do not go back there." And I'm like, you know, you look around like, okay, do not go back there. I can now tell you it was the Holy Spirit talking to me. I didn't know nothing but no Holy Spirit. I can now say that. God hears and answers prayer when you are sincere and you're serious. Not just when you need God to move in the midst of you, that you go to God. Talk to him on a daily basis. Have that relationship with him. I didn't know nothing about no apostles in this day and in this time. I didn't know nothing but prophecy. I didn't know nothing about that. But when, you know, the scale are taken off your eyes, your ears are unstopped, and your heart is ready to receive, that there is apostles, there is prophets that is walking this earth today, that they are the mouthpiece of God. Let me tell you something. God is awesome. And I learned just by sitting under Apostle Gloria Chiva Porter, no one really likes the apostle. They don't like them. See, apostle job is to tear down and build up. They come in when they see an apostle come in and know that your house is in a mess and that apostle will come in and tear down and build back up on that strong foundation. When they begin to speak into your life, when they begin to speak what God has given them to speak, you will look around and you will say, listen, I was one of them. You'll be like, who been telling them about me? Because you know you ain't having a conversation with nobody. And they're just telling you all this. And you looking at them, because when I first came into this ministry, an apostle, you know, day one, and she ministered to me, I looked at her like, how she know all this? How she know all of this about me? And nobody in that ministry knew me like that. Nobody. Pastor Sharon, I met Pastor Sharon on the job. I met Pastor Sharon on the job. And she invited me to come to church. And I came to church. And that was the first time I've been there. And I was like, wow. And the love that I felt when I enter in there, like God had just wrapped his arms around me. That was the love that I felt. Never in my life have I been up close and personal with a pastor. I didn't know nothing about an apostle, so, you know, a pastor, you know, even the pastor even caring about their members, you know, their state of being, their state of mind, you know, mindful enough to tell you what God is saying, the path that you're walking down this day. It is the path of destruction. They're there to warn you, telling you you need to get off this path. This path is going to lead you down to destruction. But to you, it looks so nice. You are enjoying yourself. You are so much enjoying yourself. You know, one thing Bishop Porter used to say, that the enemy will be killing you while you're enjoying yourself and you're going to hell with gasoline drawers on. He makes everything in front of you so enticing that when someone comes to warn you about that path that you're in, you tend to, you know, get upset and leave, you know, and I'm like, wow. God is mindful of us people, and he warns us. Think today, how much of us today that God is warning about our health, about our job, about the path that we're on, the word that you're hearing, and you're constantly hearing that word that you're shutting your ears off to. And the more you shut your ears off to, is the more it's coming. Remember, warning comes before destruction. So if you take heed not to the word, say God is long-suffering, you don't know when your long-suffering is up. You don't know. Take heed to the warning when it's brought forth to you. Take heed today. Listen to the mouthpiece of God. You say, well, ain't everybody out there preaching the word of God? Let me tell you, I don't care if that person out there is a drunk. God give them that word, it's going to come forth. You may say, well, you know, my pastor, my leader, however you want to address them, you're not saying, oh, they out there doing this and they out there doing that and they come in the pulpit and they, you know what? That's between them and God. But nevertheless, that word is going to come forth. It's going to come forth. Because you know what? You're not looking at that person. You're listening to the word that is coming out. And when the word says guard your ear gates, if you know that you have that personal relationship with God and you ask God for that spirit of discernment, your ears will shut down. Your ears will shut down what is not supposed to go inside there. Because when it begins to come left, and you know that's not it. Because the enemy's job, okay, is to deceive you. Enemy's job is to deceive you. And he knows that Bible better than you do. So you know what? Get into the word. You remember how, you know, he came upon Jesus up there when he was fasting? So who do you think you are? Don't you think that, you know, the enemy won't come and use the word? But I'm telling you this day, when warning is coming forth, take heed. Take heed. Don't be shut off. Don't be standoffish. You may not quite understand about prophecy, but they talk about it. And you see how they prophesy over the people of Israel. You see how they would pray before they go into war. But we're so busy thinking that, you know, we're going to war against those that are warning us of the destruction that is coming upon this earth. And the enemy do it just so subtly that you don't even see it. If you're not paying attention, you're not going to see it. And if you're doing everything else under the sun other than having that relationship with God, other than listening to that still small voice, that the people perish because the lack of knowledge. I said, turn your Bibles to Ezekiel 3 and started to read at verse 17, whatever version of the Bible that you have, you know, turn, follow me, see if what I am reading is what it says there. That's our problem. We don't even want to do that. We don't want to do that. Listen. Bible study word last night was pay attention. So when you're listening, pay attention on what is being said. Pay attention to what is going on around you, and not just in this nation. Pay attention to other nations and what is going on in those other nations as well. That when you hear the warning, that you will act. The warning say prepare. What do? You prepare. When you're going into battle, into war, they prepare, right? Because in any branch of the military, you have to go through training, okay? You got to go through boot camp, whatever else they call it. You know, you have to go through that training to be able to fight in that war that you're about to go in. But we are not talking about the natural fight. We are talking about the spiritual fight. So when warning is coming for it, prepare yourself, prepare your heart, prepare your mind. We are not taking heed to that warning. We're not doing so. We're doing everything else and finding excuses and so quick to say, oh, that's not of God. They talking this or they talking, you know, whatever. Take heed. Remember Ephesians 6 and 10, starting from 10. And it's talking about putting on the whole armor of God. It said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, his cunning devices, his trickery that he has. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let me repeat that again. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Therefore, you can't take a gun, you can't take a knife, you can't take no natural weapon to fight this war. You can't. It said, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Having done all, to stand. When you read the book of Ezekiel, and God told him to eat the whole roll. The word he was eating, the word. We need to prepare. Prepare our hearts, prepare our minds this day. Getting in tune, fine-tuning that when we see it, that we're able to fight against it. Not with guns, not with knives, not with natural, but the power and the authority that God has given you. And some of us don't believe that we have that power and that authority that we can speak and it's done. I thank God. I just say thank you, Lord, for being mindful. Thank you, Lord, for continue teaching me. I thank God for the warning that has come forth. I may not have liked some of them, and I bucked against some of them. But in the end, I still take heed to the word, and I follow the word. The word that saved me from destruction. Trust me when I say I have lost friends, family, but that's okay. Because the word also says that when your mother and father forsake you, he will take you up. So if you're doing it for your mother and father, don't you think he's going to do it for everybody else? Don't you think he's going to do it for everybody else? He will. He will be a friend to the friendless, a mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless, a sister to the sisterless, a whatever you need God to be, he is that for you, if you believe. If you believe. So when the warning comes and you don't believe the warning, because you just looking and you just seeing, well, hey, I don't see nothing wrong with what's going on. But you see that prophet, that apostle, that man or woman of God that God used at that time to bring forth that warning to you. They see ahead. And sometimes it will be so direct and specific, and they will tell you tomorrow, this time, such and such. And trust and believe, tomorrow at that time, oh yeah, it will happen. It will happen. And no, this is not voodoo, this is not witchcraft and all. No, we don't do that. We don't operate in those scenes there. And that's our problem. The first thing is, oh, you speaking witchcraft over me? Really? Do you know the word of God? Do you read the Bible, or have you ever read the Bible where, you know, he spoke to the apostles, give them that power, that authority that they can go out there, the mouthpiece of God throughout this Bible? You see, were they perfect? No. No, they wasn't. They had their faults. So don't ever, ever even think that because you have messed up in the past that God can't use you. Go throughout the Bible, read. Read and you're going to see. The only perfect one was Jesus. The only perfect one. And that's what we're striving for. I'm saying today, take heed to the warning that's going forth. Take heed today. When you hear the man and woman of God is warning and say, Lord, give me the ears to hear that when you say to move left, I move left and don't question. but I will move less. And if you say now, you do it now. You do it now. That's how mindful, that's how loving our God is to us. That's how he is to us. Turn to Ezekiel 33, and we will start at the sixth verse. It says, but if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that the wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Warning. It is not too late for you today to ask God to forgive you. You repent. Ask him to come into your life. Tell him that you believe that he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for you, for your sins. And accept him into your life. Accept him into your life this day as your personal Lord and Savior. And when you do that, I ask that you find a Bible-believing church, those that believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Find that church today. You may not want to come to my church. My church is probably too far away from you. Or whatever broadcast that you may be listening to, whatever church that you may be visiting, that you accepted Christ in your life that day. You may be at home accepting Christ into your life. Find that Bible-believing church today. God, to direct you to that church. And let me tell you, just like you hear the word, share the word. Share the word. You may lose some friends. Maybe there wasn't your friend in the first place. You may lose some family. They don't like the direction that you're going. But you know what? That's all right, because God will be your everything. He will give you a new family if need be. Take heed today to warn him. You know, let me tell you, you know, when they're sending out that warning that it shuts down your phone, it shuts down your TV, that you cannot do nothing. I don't care. You can't do nothing when that emergency broadcast is going forth. You stop and you listen. You have no choice but to listen, because you can't use your phone unless that broadcast is finished. You can't turn that TV unless that broadcast is finished, because it's a statewide emergency broadcast that is going forth. I don't care if you in America, I don't care if you in the islands, they do the same thing. That broadcast is going forth. That's the time that they take control of everything. And you stop and you read what is going across that TV screen, or you listen to what it is that is going forth. But when it comes to God, we don't even want to stop and listen when the warning is going forth. We will so quickly bypass that. Why? Oh, there ain't no God. That's the first thing you will say, ain't no God. But you don't take heed. You will go about doing everything else, yet you hearing this warning constantly. Constantly you're hearing this warning and you ignore it. But the warning that this send calls for the government, for FEMA, for whoever, that doing that broadcast that shuts down your phone and your television, you will stop and listen to that. But the word of God, you won't. So I'm here to tell you, take heed today to the warning that is coming forth. Take heed today, because in a blink of an eye, you're going to see how quickly it's going to change. You're going to see how quickly you're going to wish that that warning that was going forth, that you had paid attention to it. You see, the day is coming where be careful how you treat people, because family members are going to be bunking with family members, and it's going to be multiple family in a household. You may have friends that may need to be right there in that household. Take heed, people. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. I'm going to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 24. And I'm going to read from 36 to 44. It said, but of the day and hour no man know, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noe, which is Noah, were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and given in marriage until the day that Noe entered into the ark. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord do come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man coming. So be careful. And I tell you, I know a lot of you will be like, where she got that from? See, everybody talk about the rapture and, you know, leaving the kids. Did you just understood what I just read? In the days of Noah, Noah was talking to them and telling them that it was going to rain. No one believed Noah, right? Nope. And he built a boat. But the day, it ain't know nothing but all this rain, but the day when that rain began to fall, and Noah closed up that ark. He closed up the ark. So it was Noah, his wife, his sons, and their wives, and the animals. All that was in that ark was in the ark of safety. What happened to the rest of the people? What happened to the rest of the people? So, who remained and who disappeared? I'll leave that one there for you. Ask God today for the spirit of discernment. I thank each and every one of you today. Thank you, Lord, for the word that came for today. I thank you, Lord, for using me this day, Father, to bring forth your word. I thank you for the ears that heard. I thank you for the heart that received the word this day, Lord. Father, that they may share, Lord, Father, they may go back, Lord, Father, to the word, Father, and begin to read and meditate on the word for themselves, Father, that you may enlighten them this day, O God. Father, I thank you. I glorify and give all honor to you this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For those of you that have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear this broadcast again, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and go ahead and click on the link and you will hear the broadcast from the beginning. For those of you also that God has laid on your heart to sow a seed into this broadcast to continue to keep this broadcast on air, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering LogionInt@gmail.com. That's LogionInt@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at LogionInternationalMinistries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to Logion International Ministries, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, I thank each and every one of you for continually supporting this broadcast. Whether you tell a friend, you come on, we thank God for our new listeners. We thank God for our continual and faithful listeners. We even thank those that continually listen back to the broadcast, you know, and sharing it, feeding yourself, learning more about, you know, the word of God, who you are, and knowing that the word is just not back those for those biblical time as well, but for us now, every day that we read this Bible and it's speaking to us, it's talking to us in today's time. Because you look around the world today, we need God. We need God. And he made a way that we can go, that we can call on his son. We can call on his son today. We can decree and we can declare healing over our bodies. We can speak to the nation. We are in springtime now, and we will be getting ready in a minute. And I say in a minute because if you look and you see, March is almost out, to begin to prepare for hurricane season. Everything that we're preparing for, that warning is going to come forth. And you're going to prepare. You're going to get your water. You're going to get your canned goods. You're going to go ahead and get, you know, your kerosene lamps, your generators, your all it is. You're going to go ahead and you're going to get that. So as you prepare and take heed to those warnings that is coming forth, I ask you today to prepare your hearts, prepare your mind, because you know what? You may be so busy preparing for all that and not getting yourself right. So make sure that your house is in order. Make sure that those that are around you are in unity with you, that you all can stand together and begin to pray. You can pray for your neighborhood. You can pray for your city, your state, your region. You can pray not just for yourself. Don't be that selfish and just pray for you and just your family. Prayer is essential. Prayer is needed in this day and in this time. Again, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you all. On a daily basis, I may never meet half of you all, never hear you all voice, but I just want to say thank you for listening to the word of God and not looking at me as the person, but listening to the word of God and take heed. I thank God for every man and woman of God that continually come on here and give the word that God is giving them for that day, for that time, for that hour. Amen. So share the broadcast, you know, share the link, share the number. That on Wednesdays and Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, that we can, you know, hey, hear their testimony, what God has done for them. You know, God may have them to use this platform to bring forth their testimony. So don't be afraid nor ashamed of sharing the word of God. Know who you are and who you belong to. Amen. So till tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you all be blessed.
All your needs. As soon as I start. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things,
that's when
start happening,
things start happening. I stop looking at that thing,
when I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go,
I let go, and
I can let God,
let
him have,
let God
have his way,
that's when things are happening. I stop looking at that,
oh, when I let go,
I let go,
when
I let
let God, let go, oh, let go.